So we are ready. Hello.
Hi.
So what's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy. We are a part of the Civic Media Network. We are doing the Truth Booth to collect stories from, local people in Madison. And thank you for stopping by.
Sure.
Are you from here?
I am. Born and raised.
Born and raised in Madison?
Yes.
So you probably have a pretty good insight on how, the community has changed over time, right? Or have you seen any? And have you seen the city grow, et cetera?
Yeah, lots of changes, lots of growth. I was, as I said, born and raised here. And then I left and lived in Chicago for about 15 years and came back. And I love our city. Yeah. I'm so proud of our community.
And have you been to Atwood Fest since they started?
Yes, it's been a while. We didn't go last year, but we always try and come because, where can you go get free music, great people watching, excellent food? I love the culture. I love the people.
Right, and apparently it's their 10th year anniversary,
yeah,
so it's been
that's
gone
what
for
I
a
heard.
While.
Yeah.
Any bands that you particularly like this weekend?
Well, I really wanted to see VO5 last night, but we had other obligations, so yeah. Whatever I can hear, I usually enjoy all music.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of Steely Dane's set.
Yeah, that I've heard them before. They're awesome. Yeah, that was today, right?
That was today, yeah. So, what do you do in Madison, or what have you done?
I run a recovery high school called Horizon High School. It's a nonprofit, and we educate teens in recovery from substance abuse and mental health issues.
Okay, that's great. No, yeah. And I imagine, sort of the everything happening right now, that must be a very challenging and
I think since COVID it's been really challenging. I mean, take kids with mental health and substance abuse and tell them to stay at home. We're kind of still getting back from the aftermath, but I'm really proud of the school, and we have a contract with the Madison School District and outlying school districts, and our goal is to educate and, build up and keep teenagers alive as many as we can.
No, that's sounds like a very rewarding work as well.
Yep.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, it's our 20th anniversary this year, and I've been there 19 years.
Oh, wow.
I was there about 6 months after the school started.
Wow, yeah. Great. And they're here in Madison?
Right here in Madison on the west side on the corner of University Ave and Whitney Way.
Okay. Well, that's great. Is there any... do you have any events or anything open to the community?
We actually have a fall festival coming up September 18th where Dr. Zorba, is going to come and be our speaker. And it's basically to inform the public about what we do.
Excellent. Where can people find? Is there a website or a phone number?
Horizon has a website. Okay. It's horizonhs.org. If you Google Horizon High School Madison, it comes up right away.
Okay,
we're
posting these on our site, so you can share with people and you can talk about. Excellent.
Yeah.
Are there any particular anecdotes that you want to share, maybe from growing up here?
I just think Madison people, being in the sector of running a nonprofit and also having a son with type 1 diabetes and being involved in JDRF. People are so willing to give, and that's what I'm most impressed with. It's, you might have a lot going on or have a whole bunch of things in your life, but people are always ready to help.
That's great, and it's a very, very tight-knit community for a city, I would say.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
It's been delightful
Thanks for
speaking
having
to you.
Me.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I had no idea what I was getting into, but this was fun.
All right, great. Thanks. Thank you.
Little do you know, I noticed my husband.